This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's coming. It's blocked. Williams going in.
Just running a post. It's cover 4. The near safety bites down on the underneath player, and then Amik Robertson has to try to play over the top of that, but he recognizes it late, and Caleb sees it right off the bat. You game plan for that coverage, for that route. He got exactly what he wanted, and that was great execution.
From 42 yards out, trying to give the Lions the W. Snap and hold are good. The kick is up and good, and the Lions going to finish the year with a win in Chicago, 19-16.
Well, there it is, the final call on Fox. As much as we are so used to our good, better, best Mondays, that was not the case on Sunday for the Bears. However, they do nab the 2 seed. They finished the year 11-6, and we're looking towards a Bears-Packers playoff game Saturday night. It'll be on Prime. It'll also be on Fox 32. Good morning, everybody. Judson Richards here with you as we will hand it over to Dustin Rhodes with the Mollenhauer pregame show coming up in exactly 1 hour. We are taking your phone calls 312-644-6767. A lot made of the quote-unquote simple game plan that Ben Johnson had for the Bears. What did you make of the way that Ben Johnson approached this game? We're also asking you, quite simply, what is your mood on a Monday morning? It is, you know, it's an odd Monday simply from the fact that the season is over. The Bears have another game. They're back in the playoffs for the first time since 2020, but you're coming off of a couple of losses, and I think we're so used to winning. What's your confidence level for this Bears team? 312-644-6767. We'll get you set for what is coming up on a great Monday on 6-7 The Score, getting ready for Bears-Packers, only the third time in NFL history that they have faced the Packers in the playoffs. Right now, let's go to Jeff in Deer Park, wants to talk about this Bears team. Hey, Jeff, what's going on? You're on The Score.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So, you know, my confidence level, to get to your question, your confidence level is through the roof. You know, if you watch this game, they really didn't play with any tenacity. You could tell that they're playing against a team that had nothing to play for, that they're, you know, playing their hearts out. And the Bears just, you know, sometimes they play down to their competition. And this week was, it was just, you know, kind of a lame turn, lame duck kind of play calling game that we got to watch. So, you know, you don't want to put anything on tape. So I'm not too worried about that. I had 2 points that I wanted to make to one of the callers talking about Buddy Ryan's defense and rushing only four.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever watched a game. They mug up the line with 8-9 guys, and they were bringing the house all the time. So just to educate him on that. And last but not least, the Bears have, you know, one of the most prolific quarterbacks that we've ever seen in our lifetime. The guy can do magic. And, you know, it's a chess game. You don't want to put anything on tape. So that being said, you haven't seen Caleb bring out Superman in this last week. There's a reason for that. They're saving themselves. Everybody needs to relax. We're going to win this game on Sunday and bear down.
Jeff, love the confidence. Love the confidence. I think it was very clear that Caleb Williams made a concerted effort to stay in the pocket, right? If I'm thinking about it, it feels like the least he used his legs in any game. And then if you listen to Ben Johnson with the simpler game plan, it was, you know, not elaborate, as he said. It was a very safe approach. And anytime you're playing safe in the game of football, anytime you're playing on your heels, if you will, or trying not to get hurt, it just doesn't often look good. In fact, it looks like a flat team, which was said numerous times by Tom Brady. I just wonder, if you're going to do it like that, then why play your starters? Now, you only have so many players, right? Like, there, you know, it's not like there's 200 players over there at House Hall. So it's like, well, let's just rest these 50 and we'll run these 50 out there. That's not really how it works. But if you're going to approach it that way, I mean, should this have been the Tyson Bagent game, right? I mean, is this, you know, if you look at what the Eagles did, they said, let's just be healthy, right? Let's just rest. The Packers rested as well. The Bears are the ones that decided to play and lost. They just got lucky because of the great 39-year-old Josh Johnson got it done for the Washington Commanders. So let's go to Jack on the road. 312-644-6767. We're talking Bears on a Monday. Hey, Jack, what's going on?
Hey, great. Thanks for taking my call. I watched the game, and if I had to write down something that just seemed to jump out at me was, it seemed like the Bears were slow on defense. I don't know why. They always seem to be, the defensive backs especially, always seem to be at least a yard and a half off their man. Nobody jumped the lane. And I don't get it. How, you know, I mean, and the Lions kept running the same play after play after play. To, you know, Amon St. Brown, he's open every time. It's like, how does that happen? Thank you.
Jack, thanks for the call. And you answered your own question. You said it. They're slow. They're slow, or at least not fast enough to run with some of the best in the league. You saw what happened against Brock Purdy, and you saw what happened in some of the places they put him in with Christian McCaffrey. And then you saw Jahmyr Gibbs be able to get around the edge and make his way up the sideline. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown was just torching everybody. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And he went ahead and got Jalen Johnson. They do not have great speed on defense. That's about the simplest way you can say it. And so when we celebrate this rookie class, there's a reason why it's all on the offensive side of the ball, it feels like. You know, the Bears spent a ton on free agency offensive linemen, and they did the same when it came to their draft. Their draft was very offensive heavy. And we are paying the price for that as of now on the defensive side of the ball, especially when Jalen isn't himself. You know, when you've got a lockdown corner, that can change a lot of things. If you can lock down Amon-Ra St. Brown, you can lock down Juwan Jennings or whoever was the primary target of Brock Purdy, right, Pearsall, then that thing, things change. They're nowhere near that as of now. One of the reasons why this game felt so odd to me is because of what Ben Johnson said last week on how they were going to approach this game.
I fully expect a great game on Sunday afternoon. And once again, we're coming off a loss that none of us are very happy about. And really our emphasis is on getting ourselves fixed, getting our corrections made, and we don't want to have that feeling again this week.
So that's kind of where I think a lot of us were coming from, right? On Friday afternoon on The Score, we spoke to Herm Edwards, Mr. You Play to Win the Game. Ben Johnson made a very similar statement, albeit before a game, saying, no, we're playing to win this game. Now, Now it seems like that simply meant we're going to play our starters and we'll see if we win the game. But we're definitely not going to scheme it up that way. You know, Aaron Andrews said this was an easier game plan. Ben Johnson was confused by all of the mental mistakes. So let's hear from Ben Johnson. Here's a little bit of Ben Johnson after the game explaining what he was surprised by, and did they not go all in to win this game?
Ben, you guys had two games against Green Bay that were just as tight as you could possibly have. How did you feel about the way that series went this season?
The two games against, good opponent. And, you know, I think we're fairly evenly matched. Got a lot of respect for how well they're coached. I have a lot of respect for the talent level that they have in that building. And, you know, I'd expect it to be another exciting game.
And what was your sense for why the offense took as long as it did to get rolling?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's one that we'll have to take a look at the tape and figure out why that was. I didn't feel like it was one of our more elaborate plans. I thought it was one of our simpler plans. And so we knew a better job executing it and coaching it up.
Without having a chance to review it, Caleb's interception, what do you see on that?
Yeah, the guy made a heck of a play.
How do you switch the script so quickly to a new season? I mean, this is a brand new season.
Yeah, that's the name of the game here, though. I mean, we're quickly transitioning. We're locked in. The stakes are a lot higher here going forward. We can't afford to have a phase. One of our three phases play like we did today. And so we're going to have to pick it up. And like I said, I get fired up just thinking about it right now, and I know our guys are too.
When you say the one phase, the offense?
Yeah, in particular, I was not pleased with the offense today.
When you say a simpler game plan, were you holding back at all?
No. Nope.
What were you least pleased with offensively when you think about it initially?
The points. I only scored 16.
How much time, Ben, do you even spend correcting this game because you have such a turnaround?
Yeah, but we don't know when we're playing yet, but it's a normal game week, and we always have plenty of time to make our corrections.
All right, 312-644-6767. What did you make of Ben Johnson's approach to this one? A simple plan. It was not elaborate. And we're looking at 11-6 team in the two seed. How confident are you the Bears and the Packers matching up on Saturday night? 312-644-6767. Also, should we be celebrating what Caleb Williams did more? Caleb Williams became the all-time passer, single season, by yards, 39-42, but also 58 yards shy of 4,000. Right? So not at 4,000 where 273 other instances. Meaning, why do I say instances? Because there are a lot of quarterbacks that have done it multiple times. 4,000-yard season has happened 273 times. But Caleb Williams is number one for the Bears, but the Bears are still not at 4,000. But it still isn't a mark we should be celebrating. 312-644-6767. You know, as we work our way through exactly how we're feeling about this Bears team, I don't know if anybody else sat and watched that 49ers-Seahawks game. But I think a little part of what, at least I'm feeling, of a season that has had so much mystique and kind of magical moments to it, and it's one that we will remember, especially if Ben Johnson goes on to be something special alongside Caleb Williams, we will absolutely remember where it all started. I know there's the comp to the 2015 Cubs to know that they were absolutely on the right track. And let's hope that that is this season, that they are on the right track. But if you watch the Seahawks and the 49ers game, coming off of the 49ers-Bears game, I just found myself feeling a lot of mortality about this Bears team. That they're just very, very human, right? And at times, I think, you know, human means beatable. There are a lot of playoff teams that you feel beatable. But when the Seahawks are sitting up there at number one, and then you're there at number two, kind of the fall off of the inability to get to the quarterback is where things feel so different. 312-644-6767. I will also say this. The Bears have not won a playoff game since the 2010 season. It would not take a lot for the Bears to make this a very memorable season, even without getting to the Super Bowl. But they are the two seed, right? So as we set our expectations, because one of the things that Ben Johnson has done really, really well is change the expectations at Halas Hall. And when I said last week on The Score that I would have a hard time finding this a successful season if they dropped a game to the Packers on Saturday night, it's because they're the two seed. And if you want to say, well, wait, they well exceeded our expectations. Well, you know what? Maybe Ben Johnson changed what our expectations should be. And perhaps maybe the bigger reason why we should change our expectations, this turnaround started when they traded Roquan Smith 4 years ago. The Bears have had two number one overall picks, traded one of them to Caleb Williams for the other. So they should be at about that point where the roster should be good enough to get to the playoffs. So it's not simply the Bears are in the playoffs. Hey, they haven't been there in a long time. No, no, no. They're a two seed playing a seven seed at home, 12th man in front of you. We should raise our expectations, and I would have a really hard time finding this a successful season if they do not win a game as a two seed at home. 312-644-6767. Aaron is with us on The Score. Hey, Aaron, what's going on?
Yeah, man, I was agreeing with you until you said that last part. I'm sorry.
That's all right,
this is a successful season because they haven't been to a playoff since Nagy, and we all know how horrible Nagy was. It's a successful season because you see growth in your quarterback because, let's be honest, I had them. I would be happy if they won 9 games and missed the playoffs because that would have showed growth from the following year. So it's a million things you can look at and say this is a successful season. But I will say I don't know if the coaching staff pulled the lovey on us and didn't go real heavy on them this week because it just seemed like the players were not in that game until the fourth quarter. You know, like they was just not emotionally invested in that game. Their mind was elsewhere. So I don't know if it was the coaching staff, if it was just the players being human. I don't know, but that game was not competitive until the fourth quarter, and I don't know who to blame that on. Other than that, it's a successful season. They won 11 games. Hello, they had 10 losses in a row last year. They finished 5-whatever last year. So it's a successful season. It'll be a better season if we beat the Packers. It'll be a better season. I mean, you know, you can put the icing on the cake here. It'll be a better season if we beat the Packers. I would love it. But come on, man. Compared to what we did last year with a coach being fired in the middle of the season for the first time ever and all that mess that we had to endure as fan base, it's a successful season just on that strength right there alone. Let's not forget how bad last year was. And mentioning the trade of Roquan Smith again and then bringing in a guy and giving that guy Roquan Smith money and he's not quite Roquan Smith is still a reason why we should fire our GM. I'll hang it up now. If watching a certain running back run on us yesterday, That's another reason to fire our GM. But I hang up now. It's still a success, though, man. Don't look at it like that. It's a success.
Aaron, great call. Yeah, great call. So are you with Aaron or are you with me? Success or not, 312-644-6767. Aaron, I'm so glad you brought up the 2018 season. Because I think the 2018 season is the best case for me if you're making it. Because you only get so many of these opportunities, Aaron. I believe that this is, you know, this is like the gateway drug of hopefully the Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams era. Who knows? Who knows? If you put yourself in a place to succeed, take advantage of it. And what is considered a place to succeed in the NFL or any of these sports? A high seed because you play the lesser opponent, right? The Seahawks don't have to play, so you get to play their lesser opponent. That's what they do. They're good enough. They don't play anybody. You were good enough. You get to play who's last. The 7 seed, 2-7. So you were surprised that they got to 11 wins. All right. Just because you underestimated what they were able to do, I just don't think we should lower the expectations. 312-644-6767. Aaron, great call by you. Just a reminder, coming up this morning on The Score, we are going to get to hear from TJ Edwards. We'll talk about this Bears defense with him. Molly and Hall will do that at 8 a.m. Olin Kreutz at 7 a.m. Brad Biggs is locked in. Biggs time coming up at 9 o'clock. Raheem Harrison Grody coming your way. Anthony Heron at 11. Dan Weeder at 1 o'clock. The Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner, as he always does, he'll join Spiegel and Holmes at 3 o'clock. We have an incredible week. Let's hope it's even more than that. Only the third time in NFL history the Bears and the Packers have met in the playoffs. They will do it Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Soldier Field, and we will be breaking it all down for you. You with Aaron or you with me, success or not. Also, should we be celebrating the year that Caleb Williams had more, or should we be celebrating it more than we're doing? Becoming the single-season passing leader for the Bears. Should we? We'll talk about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Next.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
First and goal for the Bears. Williams goes in zone. It is caught. Who else? Loveland. Touchdown.
Let's see if he's got it. And he does. Dean, you like it?
I like it. Hands underneath. He's in bounds. Looks like a touchdown to me.
Yeah, great job just kind of creating a void in that space with the corner route. Loveland kind of leaks behind it. It fishtails the other tight end. Great play design by Ben Johnson. Here we go. Let's see if they can tie it up.
All right, that was a call on Fox. Caleb Williams connecting with Colson Loveland. They did tie it up, and then it will be the Lions to kick the field goal to end it. 19-16 was the regular season finale for the Bears. The Lions, however, they are Cancun-bound, and the Bears are bound for a Saturday night matchup against the Green Bay Packers. How about that? Only the third time in franchise history that the Bears and the Packers have met in the playoffs. And the season that Caleb Williams had, let's talk about Caleb a little bit. Finished with 3,942 yards in a single season passing. That is the single season record. 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, a 58.1 completion percentage. Are you sold on Caleb Williams? Is he the guy with Ben Johns for the next decade, or do you need to see more? We'll dive deeper into that in just a moment. A reminder, you are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And great clips, Dustin Rhodes coming your way in just about 30 minutes of the Mully and Haw pregame show. And then you got Olin Kreutz at 7 o'clock, TJ Edwards at 8 o'clock, Brad Biggs at 9 o'clock, just getting us started for a packed day on 6-7 The Score. A couple of interesting stats out there, by the way. Larry Meyer had a couple great ones with the Bears. This season is the first in NFL history to have a division in which every team has a winning record and one in which every team has a losing record. The NFC North, everyone finished above 500. Bears 11-6, Packers 9-7-1, Vikings 9-8, Lions 9-8. Then the NFC South, who, by the way, the Bears will play next year. They play the NFC South. The Panthers, Bucks, Falcons, and Saints all finished under 500. A very unique season. This was also a good one. The Bears will face the same opponent, the Packers, for the third time in 6 weeks for the first time in franchise history. I'm calling this the Clubber Lang game. This is the third saga, the third installment of what has already been a great season of the Bears and the Packers matching up. Let's hope it continues the way that it's gone, because everyone's taking care of home field. The Packers won Lambeau. Bears won dramatic fashion overtime at Soldier Field, and it should be another great one Saturday night. It is on Prime, but the game will air locally on Fox 32 as well. How you feeling on a Bears as a Bears fan today? Your emotions of losing two straight, but finally getting back to the playoffs for the first time since 2020. Been a couple rough watches for the defense the last two games, and yesterday, very much for the offense. You could say the defense absolutely outperformed the offense, as the defense allowed only 19 points. You'd like to think that this defense that went, you know, or this offense that went toe-to-toe with the San Francisco 49ers last week would have more up their sleeve. Let's hear from Caleb Williams on breaking that franchise record.
To get the franchise passing record, I know you're frustrated right now. Do you have any appreciation for this?
Need to win the game. Didn't want to leave it up to another team to put us in the seating that we wanted to be in. And I don't know what the case happened with that game, but we didn't execute the way we needed to. And so that number is the number, and so be it.
3,942 yards. What number jumps out to you the most, the 3,942 or the 58 yard shy of 4,000? And that number, there's been 273 instances of a quarterback accomplishing 4,000 yards or more in the NFL. The Bears still do not have one of them. Now, if the Bears have been a little bit better when it comes to drops, they probably would have gotten there this year. But the thing about Caleb Williams, and I've been someone who hasn't been too caught up in his completion percentage, right? Like, there's always context when you look at these numbers. For example, the drops, that's going to affect his completion percentage. Caleb Williams so drastically taking less sacks, one of the ways he's done that, he's thrown the ball out of bounds. And then also for Caleb Williams, another area is, you know, I haven't had a big problem with, quote unquote, the singles, right? Like what's considered the easier throws, the ones that Chris Collinsworth kept referencing, when you can make the spectacular throws. Or when you have the intangibles where you know that he's going to get coached up, he's going to work on his footwork, in those areas, they're going to improve. But I will say this. If the Bears are going to beat the Packers on Saturday night, the layups need to happen. All the things need to happen, right? He just needs to be great at what he's asked to do. And at times, he's been great at the exceptional. He's been great at the creative. He hasn't been great at the easy. But the easy will help you end up in shorter downs, hopefully help you pick up more first downs, and maybe more importantly, keep your defense on the sideline, keep your opposition's offense on their sideline. 312-644-6767. Should we be celebrating what Caleb Williams accomplished yesterday? Because most importantly, when it comes to playoff football, that 58% completion percentage, those easier throws that he's been missing, they're going to have to show up. He's going to have to be much better. 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 39-42, a really good year. But legacies are made in the playoffs. And what we think about Caleb Williams, very much how we feel about this season, will have a lot to do with the game that he has against the Packers on Saturday night. Here is Caleb Williams on simplifying the game plan, the decision that Ben Johnson made to have a simpler game plan.
Ben said this was one of your guys' simpler game plans. Does that make it a little more frustrating that you weren't able to execute the way you wanted?
Yeah. And I don't necessarily know what that comes down to, whether it's plays and, you know, guys being confused or, you know, mentality or what. I don't know exactly what. And I think, you know, coaches will help us figure that out for this upcoming week. But whatever it is, we gotta fix it and move on.
You know, as Caleb Williams gets set for this game, right? He was not overly interested in talking. It was somewhat of a weird vibe where you can always tell when Ben Johnson is somewhat gritting and talking through his teeth with the anger and the frustration of the game plan. But for Ben Johnson to have a simpler game plan and for Caleb Williams to try to execute what is less elaborate, I just don't really understand, because you felt like they were set up somewhat to have the game that they played. And so what I'm so curious to see is, does this team ultimately have the on switch, right? 11-6, the 2 seed. But we're looking at a team who ultimately finds themselves as a very young group. This is the first time Ben Johnson will be coaching in a playoff game as a head coach. This will be Caleb Williams' first playoff game with the magnitude going up against the Green Bay Packers, and on and on and on and on. There's not a lot of players that were on this team in 2020. That team wasn't even very good. And then in 2018, obviously, that was a long time ago. We've had a lot of roster turnover. Yes, you can find a Joe Tooney who's got a lot of experience, obviously. And then on the other side, you can find a Grady Jarrett who's been to a Super Bowl and you have experience. But man, to go in with a simple game plan to show up as a flat team, it's really, really curious to see what they look like on Saturday. One more from Caleb Williams on his role to help the team reset.
As a captain, what's your role in the next 24 hours or so of helping the group collectively get reset and focused on, obviously, what's the biggest game of all?
Yeah, use this frustration. Having 2 back-to-back losses, but use this frustration. And then find a way to get better. Find a way to put us – it doesn't matter if we win the game by 1 next week or whatever case may be. Find a way to give us and ourselves the advantage to be able to win the game and do that.
You know, one thing I will say about as we've been watching Caleb Williams perform is the frustration or concern about the game that is upcoming against the Green Bay Packers. The quarterback is not the lead problem. Nowhere near it. In fact, you would probably put him far, far down the list. And the Bears have found a quarterback where you feel like he is going to give you a great chance to win. Should they have gone after 4,000 yards more? No, the problem is when you get to 58 yards away, maybe have it in the game plan. I thought perhaps that this would be one of the motivators that Ben Johnson would use. I don't know what he attempted to use as any sort of a motivator as his team showed up. Olin Krutz, on what this looked like, he said it's not what you wanted to see.
Yeah, brutal. Not what you wanted to see from the Chicago Bears offensively or defensively for most of the game. And you wanted to see them get some momentum heading into the playoffs. And you know, I think the first thing you say is, okay, were they looking ahead to the playoffs? Did they look disinterested? You know, why were there so many? Coach Johnson said there were a lot of mental mistakes in the first half.
Yes.
A lot of guys maybe not in their gas. But here's the thing that bugs me more than anything is it looked a lot like the Packers game for the first 3 quarters, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
They were interested that game. They weren't looking ahead to the playoffs in that football game. So now we have 2 games here, Pat and Molly, where you look at it, you say, okay, When you look at these first half of these first three quarters, why are we doing this? Why are we falling behind? Why are we struggling so much early at home, right, against the Packers and now against the Lions? Now, I know against divisional opponents, it's always a little tougher. They know you so well. It's the first time that – it's the second time that you're playing them and all these things that you say when you watch these games. But just not a good showing by Chicago Bears today. Now, we'll see what happens with this Philadelphia Washington game, but a lot of things to get cleaned up before they head into the playoffs next week.
Yeah, so we know what happens now. Washington goes ahead and beats Philadelphia, does the Bears a solid. You know, the term luck was mentioned. It's been such a lucky season for the Bears. I'm not going to take anything away from the wins that they have this year. The Bears, yes, they beat on some quote-unquote lesser opponents. The thing is, the Bears had a fourth-place schedule. So you will play what is recognized as lesser opponents. Next year on their schedule, they have the Seattle Seahawks. Why? Because the Bears finished in first place, and they will match up against other first-place teams. But one of the things that did happen throughout this season, as the games that they won, whether it be the lowly Raiders or the lowly Cincinnati Bengals or the lowly New York Giants, where there was dramatic victories to beat lesser opponents, the Bears found themselves gaining confidence, growing as a team, and getting better throughout. So what happens with 11-6 team as they go up against number 2 seed and the Green Bay Packers? I will be very curious to see how drastically different from this vanilla play style to how creative Ben Johnson is going to be in the game that is upcoming. How do you feel about that matchup? We're asking you your mood on a Monday morning as the Bears fall two consecutive games, but also fall in the 2 seed as they go up against the Green Bay Packers. 312-644-6767. By the way, we did learn the home versus road, what the Bears will be battling or who they'll be facing off against next year. So we now know at home at Soldier Field next season, they've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the New York Jets, the New England Patriots, and the New Orleans Saints. So they go Bucs, Eagles, Jags, Jets, Patriots, and Saints at home. That's because they're playing the NFC South and the AFC East. And then on the road, they have the Bills. So they'll travel to Buffalo. They'll travel to Miami. They got the Atlanta Falcons. They'll go to Carolina to see the Panthers. And then they've got the Seahawks in Seattle. As of now, as they have the NFC South, the one division that everyone finished under 500, and the Carolina Panthers are heading to the playoffs with an 8-9 record, that seems like a pretty good draw thus far. There were some opponents that looked scary this year, right? They didn't have Lamar Jackson, although they lost to the Ravens. Bears didn't have to face off against Joe Burrow with the Cincinnati Bengals either. So you just never know how it's going to unfold. But the Bears with the NFC South and the AFC East, it looks like somewhat leaning towards a favorable schedule next year. We will continue to take a look at this. Also, there were some interesting things that happened around the NFC North that may also tell us the direction that this division is heading. And did the Bears take the North, and will they keep it next year as well? We're talking about Bears, Packers, more coming up on 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you.
Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The score.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
From 42 yards out, trying to give the Lions the W. Snap and hold are good. The kick is up and good, and the Lions going to finish their year with a win in Chicago, 19-16.
All right, that was a call on Fox. Judson Richards along with you. Final stop for me as Dustin Rhodes will take over for the Mullion Hall Show, the pregame show. He'll have that for you in just about 15 minutes. We'll set the table coming up, too, as well. It has been a remarkable 2025 season for the Bears. That was the call on Fox. Again, the Bears did not get it done on Sunday. They fall to 11-6. But the great news that we have for you is more football is coming up from the Chicago Bears team. What else does Ben Johnson have up his sleeve for year number one? That will be a 7 o'clock kickoff time on Prime. The good news is that game will also air on Fox 32 locally as well. So here's what's coming up on the score for what's going to be not only a great day, but also an incredible week. And we've been asking you 11-6. How do you feel about where we are with this Bears football? 312-644-6767. Your confidence level heading into the Bears-Packers matchup. And if you could make one change heading into that game, what would you do? 312-644-6767. Offensively, defensively, how do you see this game playing out? But here's what's coming up on the score today. Who will be talking about that? Olin Kreutz will join Mullion Hall at 7 o'clock. TJ Edwards at 8. Looking forward to hearing TJ break down what is going on with this defense, how they plan on getting better against the Packers for next Saturday. Brad Biggs at 9 o'clock. Then Raheemi Harris and Grody will take over at 10. Big Ant, Anthony Heron, coming your way at 11 a.m. The Athletics' Dan Weider at 1 o'clock. Then Spiegel and Holmes will talk to, as they do each and every Monday, Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Looking forward to hearing from Kurt, not only on the quarterback play as well, but he has some incredibly rich playoff experience, some Super Bowl winning experience as well. So Kurt Warner will join Spiegel and Holmes coming up at 3 o'clock. I did want to hear from John Elway. I have not heard this. John Elway had some thoughts on Caleb Williams as he joined Club Shay Shay. Who is it? This is
Shannon
Sharp's podcast. I should have known. Club Shay Shay. Here's John Elway.
Howie Long said Caleb Williams is this generation's John Elway.
You know, he's coming on.
He is. He's unbelievable.
He's coming on. He's doing better. You know, the one thing, he's moving around. He's not, decision making's getting better. And I think he is a great player. You know, it's like anything. He's still young. He's not, you know, to me, in watching him, the few games that I've watched him, he's not hitting the ones he should hit every time.
Right.
Right. The easy ones, the ones that, you know, the square outs, the hitches.
Yes.
Those type balls that you should, you got to target every time.
Right.
that you know, he's still a little, but that'll come.
Right.
That'll come with maturity and
experience. But that throw that he made against Green Bay in overtime.
Oh my God.
The one that he made a couple of weeks earlier where he threaded and needed through two guys and his guy catches it. I mean, he can, his ability to throw on the move.
And the, yeah. And the one thing that, I believe this too, Shannon, is that as a quarterback to be great in the NFL, you have to be able to win it from the pocket.
Yes.
You got to be able to make the throws from the pocket. Now, the addition of movement and creating new, you know, creating big plays,
yes,
extending plays, that is all an added bonus.
Right.
But to be able to be great, and that's where that's where Caleb, I think, is getting a lot better.
Right.
Because in college, he's such a better athlete than anybody. He can do whatever he wants, run around all over the place, right? But he seems to be getting more comfortable staying in that pocket. Ben Johnson's keeping him in there a little bit when he's making those throws. And then the added bonus is the ability to move around.
You know, what's great about the situation that Caleb Williams find himself in, like where the critiques come from, if you were to take the words there from John Elway on the Club Shay Shay podcast, he said, you know, he's got to hit the ones that he should hit. And what we all know is that he can hit those ones, right? There are so many quarterbacks around the NFL that come nowhere near doing the most difficult things that he can do. The simplest ones, the things that he should do, are absolutely things that he can do. The question is, can he get there by Saturday? Right? Like, can he be great with what Ben Johnson asked him to do? The singles, the doubles, and the home runs if they arrive. How can he use that play action? We know this is a team that runs the ball. That is their identity. But how well can Caleb Williams complement all of that? The ones that he should hit. Wait, I could probably explain away 3% of that completion percentage. I could get him up to 61, 62%. Can he get closer to 68, 69, 70% throughout his NFL career? That's really the question we're asking. 312-644-6767. Greg is with us in Wisconsin on a Monday morning. Hey, Greg, what's going on?
Well, not much. Good morning. I hope everybody's having a great day. I know we took a loss yesterday, but I think going forward, we have to dial up pressure on Jordan Love. It seems like all quarterbacks, when they get pressured, they get a little bit knocked out of time, and then their completion rate falls, or they throw an interception or something like that. I believe pressure and knocking the receivers for Green Bay off their routes and the timing is going to be key to the game on Saturday. Anything other than, they're going to have to stop the run too. And so, I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen. But as a whole, the season, in my view, has been a complete success. I know we're looking for the instant gratification of that victory, which I'm looking forward to someday because it's been a long time. But I think that it'll get there. It's all part of the building process. I've been saying this all year when I've called in. There's a building process, and now that we're there, it's time to expand on that. And I believe we'll get past this game and maybe trip and stumble in the next round or two. But it's still a success, and the key to Saturday's game is pressure, knocking those receivers off their routes.
Greg, let me ask you this. Doesn't it feel a little bit like, how do you want to go out? Like somewhat of like, don't you want to go down swinging? Because, you know, the blitz, Jordan Love torched him with the blitz in Lambeau. And then they didn't go after Brock Purdy in San Francisco, and then they got torched that way, right? So it's like, do you want to try to play getting home with four, or damn it, do you want to just try to blitz?
Just go down swinging. If you're going to go down swinging. Just as long as it's not to that team to the north.
Yeah.
I mean, I live there, and it's heartbreaking sometimes, but I've been dealing with it for a lot of years, so I'm mad enough to take it. But as far as the team goes in Chicago, we have built it to this point. Yeah, it's been quick. It's been only a year under Coach Johnson. But if you just think back to last year, a couple of years before that, how far we've come, it's all part of the process. Let's go down swinging. And with the completion rate, I seen some drops yesterday that looked like they definitely should have been catches. And hopefully those things will go away on Saturday. You can work on that and coach that stuff up throughout the week. There's no guarantee, but let's go down swinging. And in my view, it's been a successful season. So thanks.
Greg, I appreciate the phone call. Well done. I'd like to see them go down swinging with having the defense on the field as little as possible. Right, like if we could just dial up that run game against the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, DeAndre goes for a hundo and Kyle Manungai goes for 100 yards. Why not? Like, let's do that so we're not asking Dennis Allen to somehow figure out how to figure out Matt LaFleur. I mean, that's what it felt like. And the success that Jordan Love had at Lambeau, 312-644-6767. John is with us in LaSalle on a Bears Monday. Hey, John, what's going on?
Hundo.
What's going on? Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
So I'd like to say that DeAndre Swift to me is consistently their most explosive player. When he's on the field, the percentage seems to go up because the defense is afraid of his big play opportunity. I feel when one guy comes on, you stack eight guys in the box and they're stopping the play right away. And secondly, I'm hoping that Dennis Allen draws up something where we can stop the middle of the field passes. That's kind of where I'm at. You know, like the gentleman said before, I hope we go down swinging. But like I said, I just feel like DeAndre Swift is the most consistent player that we have.
John,
in terms of explosive plays.
Is your confidence level where it should be for a 2 seed versus a 7 seed in this game?
Yes, I would say that, especially at home.
Good for you, John. I appreciate it. You know, I will say, by the way, DeAndre Swift was one of the better Bears on Sunday. Didn't have a big game necessarily by any means. I mean, only he had 10 carries, 40 yards, 4 yards per carry average. All right. The Bears, 18 carries, 65 yards, 3.6 average. I mean, if there was ever an idea that Ben Johnson was not going to show you anything from an offensive standpoint, especially from a run game standpoint, I mean, when Ben Johnson wants to run the football, he's going to come up with plenty. Right? What did he tell you at the break? What did he tell you at the bye week? They got to fix that run game. What did he do? He took the run game to top three. It's actually number three, finished the season at number three in the NFL. I mean, offensively speaking, from what we've seen from the Bears overall, the Bears finished with the sixth best offense in the NFL. They are third in rushing, 10th in passing, and they were 9th in scoring. For a regular season, number one. For Ben Johnson, pretty impressive, although only scored 16 points their last two games at home in the regular in regular time. I know they had a touchdown in overtime, but that offense, you like to see it get going a little more at home. Just a reminder what we got coming your way. Dustin Rhodes will take over with the Mollenhauer pregame show in about 7 minutes. Olin Kreutz at 7 a.m., TJ Edwards at 8 o'clock, and Brad Binks coming your way at 9 o'clock. For Grant Leader, I'm Judson Richards. We got a great day ahead of getting set for Bears-Packers on Sunday night in the wild card round. Have a wonderful rest of the day, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.